This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hi, from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Hear this sound? Those are rounds going into magazines. Because I'm having to do a massive magazine reload. When you're not prepared to use force to defend this civilization, then you should be prepared to accept barbarism. That's coming from Thomas Sowell. A recent Saturday this month, the 11th of May, two innocent, unsuspecting hikers in the Virginia section of the famous Appalachian Trail were approached and precipitously attacked by a machete-wielding hoodlum. A male hiker died on the spot from the multiple hack stab wounds. His companion, a woman, ran, but the attacker caught up with her, and she was also severely wounded via stab wounds. She was subsequently rescued by other hikers after her attacker left her for dead and is expected to survive. A single suspect has been subsequently arrested, apparently without incident. This particular individual is very well known to authorities, as he has a long criminal history, as most do. He had repeatedly approached, assaulted, and threatened other hikers for weeks previously, probably much longer. In fact, hikers were alerted via Facebook postings and signs about this unstable and dangerous person who frequented the trail. Now, if I tell you, hey, this place you're going to go, this direction you're going to go, there's a chance you're going to stumble across a guy who's going to try to hack you to death with a machete. I'm not being funny. I'm trying to emphasize to you what his tool is going to be. What would you do if you still decided to go that in that route, if you decided to go that way? What are you doing? What are you going to do? Now, most are just not going to go. And me, myself, and I, I'm going to carry a big gun with a big mag with spare mags. So if he decides to come up on me, and, you know, I'm getting now to the point, even though I still want to build a grizzly gun, I'm getting now to the point after listening to Dean as long as I have that, you know, I know any gun in the wild is a good gun. I wonder how many Appalachian Trail hikers who had been repeatedly warned of the likelihood of encountering this extremely dangerous person carried concealed pistols that they could access quickly. The bad thing here is the two unfortunate victims that I've just talked about obviously didn't. They didn't listen to the warning. In subsequent advice to hikers entitled After Appalachian Trail Attack, here's what can hikers do to be prepared. Not a single one of the advice and tips enumerated would have made the slightest difference during the murderous attack that happened that Saturday. In fact, the subject of encountering violent criminals while in isolated places is carefully and dishonestly avoided. Being in a isolated place, no matter where it is, the mountains, the desert, jungles, wherever it is, you're really in a lawless area. They'll come looking for, you're surrounded by a lot of stuff, but you are in the middle of an area where there is nothing there for you. That's why you went. You want to get back to nature. But when you're going back to nature, that means you're getting away from civilization and thinking that the rules of civilization follow you into the wild is sort of silly. So there's a veritable legion of unstable, toxic people out on their own that any of us could encounter at any time. Some are mentally ill and were formerly confined to mental hospitals, but mental hospitals are all closed and their erstwhile residents are now mainstreamed. Some are drug addicts. Some are homeless, unable or unwilling to integrate into normal society. Some are illegal aliens with various agendas and motivation. Some are violent ideologues, fully prepared to punish all who do not enthusiastically convert to their political, racial agenda and or religion. Some are sleazy, no-good, seedy opportunists with extensive criminal records. And some are violent felons with current arrest warrants seeking a likely victim. All of these are extremely dangerous under the right circumstances. And being attacked is an unexpected event. Nobody expects to be attacked. The difference between you if you carry a gun versus you if you don't. If you are a gun carrier and you don't carry a gun for whatever reason, then I guess you may have an upper hand in the event of something happening. Maybe you're more aware. I don't know. I don't go down that path. I carry the biggest gun I can manage to conceal. Sometimes that is, I don't like carrying little guns. I really don't. The smallest gun I like to carry right now is the CZP-10S, which is 12 rounds. That's one round away from the old Browning High Power, which was a 13-round gun. So it's almost a full-size gun in a compact package. So that's because I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to think is going to be coming around the corner. I don't know what's going to be the next thing coming around. That's when I'm walking around downtown. If I'm going to an isolated place, if I'm going to a place where there is no law just down the corner, where the response time is not in minutes but in hours, I'm going armed hard. I'm going to be carrying a lot of stuff. And that's just common sense. If you're away from any kind of assistance, you need to be prepared for the worst thing that you could possibly imagine. But maybe not so obvious to those who have been convinced that being an unprepared and willing victim by choice is their civic duty. Now, many of the intentionally unprepared perish every day in amazement, all with surprised looks on their faces and crying, "This is so unfair." And violence is unfair because violence is an unforgiving entity. And the only thing that you can possibly contest violence with is hyperviolence, directed, focused hyperviolence. Something that you can switch on and switch off because you're normal. And, being prepared to do that puts you at a better advantage than if you're not. The problem is that a lot of people look at today's world and they think this is not the America that we wanted to be, like John Paul Stevens, right? Well, Charles E. Cobb Jr. once said, "This nonviolent stuff will get you killed." If you are going to be somewhere in civilization, then the rules of civilization dictate that you be prepared to bring force to bear to maintain the rules of civilization, because that is the only way to enforce peace. Do not be an intentionally disarmed victim. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Terry Kreitz has got one going to him. Coming to you, sir. I'll be there in a few days. I hope you let me know when you get it. Check him out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me clear my throat. Venezuela. Interesting question has arisen out of Venezuela. Are there still socialist death squads operating under Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela right now? Not normally a question you would ask in a functioning government, right? But it looks like there's this untranslated story about a dead general who turned up in Caracas. And here's a rough Google translation from El Universal. The former director of the Bolivarian National Intelligence Service, Manuel Christopher Figuera, said that the death of Major Jesus Alberto Garcia Hernandez is a selective and custom-made murder, since he handled sensitive information about the cases of the most frightful and aberrant corruption of the Bolivarian National Intelligence Service. That, you know, a selective and custom-made murder. Still a bit of an unfolding story, but background here tells us a lot. Figuera is one of the few top Maduro deputies who has defected to the side of Venezuela's Democrats, led by acting President Juan Guaido, and encouraged others to follow. And he can't be a good guy as a chief of Venezuela's feared internal intelligence agency, but his exit was helpful. And a few days ago, Trump lifted sanctions on him. And now his deputy turns up dead in some Caracas hotel room. And he was the guy who handled a lot of secrets that Maduro would not have wanted to get out. So nobody thinks it was an accident. Figuera himself, in the statement that he put out, writes, "Do you not see the practical execution of state terrorism that Maduro uses to remain in power?" Yeah, I do. This comes against a dual backdrop that might just mean the death squads are going to stay busy in Venezuela. Number one, the Venezuelans themselves on all sides believe that getting the military to defect from Maduro over to the democratic forces is the key to getting Maduro out of there. That's why the democratic Venezuelans and the U.S. and Europe are all on board for encouraging generals to defect. A concerted campaign for that has been going on all year. Number two, Maduro knows that, too, which is why the Venezuelan military has become a Soviet-style internal terror organization. For all the evil that they wreak on the locals on the outside, conditions are even more terror-filled on the inside. Kind of like Beria's NKVD or Yagoda's OGPU or Zerinsky's Cheka. So, according to a recent, I can't tell you what those are. I know what they are, but I can't tell you what they are. According to a recent Reuters report, which began with an extended story about the extreme Animal Farm-style creepiness of the organization, we get this. The incident is just one of the many anecdotes that offer insight as to how the Maduro regime, under the tutelage of the Cuban Intelligence Directorate, according to the U.S., manages to keep a tight grip on its military. Such credible threats of arrest, torture, and even death to those who veer off course or their loved ones are among the extreme measures used to keep the rank and file in line. The other tactic for ensuring loyalty at the higher levels of the military brass comes through promises of riches. Key military officers often get a piece of the profits that come as a result of corruption and criminal endeavors, including drug trafficking, according to the U.S. officials. Such tactics, which have been effective in Cuba for six decades, are making it difficult to get rid of Maduro. But the underlying question in Venezuela, is the military really loyal to the regime or to their own survival? This pickoff of this general suggests that the Maduran loyalists are playing a very dirty, very fourth world game, not even third world. The death squad style killing raises questions about what the man in a sensitive position like this knew and whether he was going to blow the lid off the Maduro regime in some way, maybe before defecting. It also speaks to the foulness of this socialist regime, which is, up till now has been mostly been reported in the press as solely a matter of economic privatization. When actually it's about violence, and violence in the name of maintaining socialist power. And the end always justifies the means in the matter of preserving what they shout is socialism or death. And in this case, they wheeled out the death, and not for the first time. There have been other generals who have died under suspicious circumstances over the potential defections or even rebellions. This is a very putrid, indefensible regime right now. And yet, here we have very useful idiots like Representative Ilhan Omar, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Senator Bernie Sanders, all staying firm in their defense of this death squad regime. This is what they are defending. More interestingly than that, I saw a poll that they took with the Democrats, and 75% of the Democrats think socialism is a good idea. They do. It's a good idea, they think. I don't share that with them, but I mean, you know, useful idiots, all of them. If you are a Democrat, if you're listening to me right now and you think socialism is a good idea, you're an idiot. And the bad part about it is socialism, you know, of course they go after the dissenters first, yeah, because we got to. You got to go after us first. But then they'll use you too. And you'll either die or you'll just be subservient for all of your life. The best thing that can happen to you in that particular circumstance would be you would be subservient to them all of your life. That's the best part of it. That's the best way it can go. Otherwise, you know, who knows where you go? Who knows how you end up? There is no selected, chosen, good bunch of folks that you get to be a member of. You're either in leadership or you're in the mob. They'll refer to you as citizens and stuff like that to make you happy and everything, but they don't think of you as anything deserving of just being under their thumb. So, you know, for all of you Democrats out there who think it's a smoking hot idea to be gone and, you know, being a socialist and everything, you guys are, you're way, way, way gone. You're way off base. And this is what socialism becomes. Because eventually it consumes itself, and then it's just a fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News.
The last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup. Cold versus warm for what you're seeing out there, so it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he told the House and Senate to continue working to keep Iran in check and protect American interests.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd, when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Everybody remembers Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's the one that took a knee to express his political view and created national free speech controversy. Then embroiled the NFL. But here lately, with their recent censoring of mostly conservative users, Facebook has reignited that national conversation about the boundary of free expression. The contrast between these two situations offers insights into the uniquely American experiment of free speech rights and the particularly precarious position of these rights in modern-day America today. Mr. Kaepernick did not possess a right to protest at a football game. He was there under contract with a private employer, and he had specifically agreed not to disrupt games as a condition of highly paid employment. Neither did conservative users of Facebook possess a right to post controversial, if legal, content there. The Constitution proscribes government, not private action. And this makes perfect sense. An employee at a restaurant is not free to pontificate about the merits of violent opposition to white power structures while taking an order or serving food, nor a Nazi to deny the Holocaust while he fetches your items at the auto parts store. But there are some aspects of this NFL-Facebook comparison that might bear some deeper scrutiny. Spectators at NFL games have indirectly paid for players of whatever stripe, whatever level, to keep their opinions to themselves. Users of Facebook have indirectly paid for an open forum.
Kaepernick was paid to be silent. Conservative commentators on Facebook get paid for controversial speech, which is their stock and trade. The NFL is not a speech platform, but they sought to prohibit all controversial speech. Facebook is a speech platform and seeks to filter speech through their corporate ideological lens. Brian Amerish, a longtime insider at Facebook who witnessed this evolution in their corporate structure, relates, by the time the 2016 U.S. election craze began, particularly after Trump secured the Republican nomination, things had changed. A combination of Facebook's corporate encouragement to bring your authentic self to work, along with the overwhelmingly left-leaning political demographics of my former colleagues, meant that left-leaning politics had arrived on campus. Employees plastered up Barack Obama Hope and Black Lives Matter posters. The official campus art program began to focus on left-leaning social issues. In Facebook's Seattle office, there's an entire wall that proudly features the hashtags of just about every left-wing cause you can imagine, from hashtag resist to hashtag me too. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has delineated the very fragile contours of American free speech jurisprudence to numerous painstaking analyses. The line for hate speech was drawn in the seminal KKK case, Brandenburg versus Ohio. There they wrote, freedoms of speech and press do not permit a state to forbid advocacy of the use of force or of law violation, except where such advocacy is directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce such an action. So the KKK is free to advocate violence in general against blacks, but organizing a lynching is criminal. Nazis have a protected right to advocate for white supremacy, but if they engage in anti-Semitic violence acts, they will be prosecuted. Antifa advances physical confrontation as an ideology, but it remains a crime to actually physically assault others solely because their t-shirt boasts a swastika, Confederate flag, or a MAGA logo. This is a really fine line, but it is the correct line to draw. But this restriction on government does not apply to Facebook. And Mr. Amerish summarizes Facebook's unique filtration methodology this way. It's not a coincidence that it was around this time that Facebook's content policy evolved to more broadly define hate speech. The internal political monoculture and the external calls from left-leaning interest groups for us to do something about hateful speech combined to create a sort of perfect storm. The policy aims to protect people from seeing content they feel attacked by. Offense isn't a clear standard like imminent lawless action. It is subjective, left up to the offended to call it when they see it. And this is consistent with the Facebook policy, which is, over the past 3 months, our conversations with members of civil society and academics who are experts in race relations around the world have confirmed that white nationalism and white separatism cannot be meaningfully separated from white supremacy and organized hate groups. Going forward, while people will still be able to demonstrate pride in their ethnic heritage, we will not tolerate praise or support for white nationalism and white separatism. But they have not banned left-wing groups who actively organize and encourage violent events. Antifa has a proven track record of organizing violent street protests, blocking traffic, antagonizing motorists, pedestrians, and veterans, as well as exposing police to injury. Then there's the property damage and the other anarchic activity, often aided by Black Lives Matter, a group that similarly incites violence, particularly directed toward police officers. Facebook supports Antifa's platform, but the Anti-Defamation League offers a different perspective. Antifa have expanded their definition of fascism to include not just white separatists and other extremists, but also many conservatives and supporters of Trump. All forms of Antifa violence are problematic. Additionally, violence plays into the victimhood narrative of white supremacists and other right-wing extremists who can even be used for recruiting purposes. So the conservatives blocked by Facebook following the Brandenburg line of protected speech. Antifa and BLM continue to use Facebook as a means to organize and publicize violent events, which are well over the line Brandenburg labeled as unprotected hate speech, the incitement of imminent lawless action. And these conservative voices are being silenced, just as a coup to entrap a sitting U.S. president is being revealed. The NFL did not endorse a particular political view. They sought to objectively exclude all politics, which is what sports is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be political. It's actually supposed to be sort of a synonym for war, if you will. But imagine if they had kicked Kaepernick out, but then routinely permitted players to perform Nazi salutes and wear swastikas at halftime. But if they had, the NFL would have been on the correct side of the Brandenburg line, because the Nazis do not promote imminent violence, which Black Lives Matter routinely does. So Facebook is the opposite then of the NFL, and this is disturbing. Because they are a private company, they are entitled to host whom they want to and ban when they want. But in the 21st century world, social media like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter have changed the way the world communicates. So it is the American left embracing these dangerous ideologues in groups like BLM and Antifa, and supported by media behemoths like Facebook, that seeks to censor others in the name of liberty. Consider the repeated attacks on speakers at once prestigious colleges across the country. There are no Nazis knocking on doors to remove menorahs. But if you have a Trump sign, a Confederate flag, anything they targeted, well, they may come and knock in at your door. And at least in the beginning, they will be aided and abetted by the media. Think about that. Think about where we are today. Go armed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Here's a quote that we can attribute to Gandhi. Among many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look upon the act of depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest. Cory Booker, a Democrat socialist presidential aspirant, says that when he's elected, he's going to implement his own anti-gun agenda, mostly, as Kamala also vows, by executive edict. Number one, he wants to require anyone wanting to acquire a gun first, in addition to passing an NICS check, to acquire a license from the federal government. Such licenses can, of course, be arbitrarily withheld at the whim of politicians, absent due process, and with no explanation. So in order to exercise our constitutional rights as American citizens, specifically enumerated in our Constitution, we will first have to get permission from the Booker administration. Wonder what other among our constitutional rights will now require a license. Will you now need a license in order to publish an editorial or host a meeting in your house? Will your house now have to be licensed in order to keep its doors from being arbitrarily kicked in during warrantless searches? Booker, or Spartacus, let's just call him Spartacus. He seems to have our rights and privileges confused. But don't they all? Now, Spartacus, he says he just wants to keep guns away from people who shouldn't have them. But he never specifies who those people are. Leftists never get specific. Now, I strongly suspect when Spartacus, like Maduro, follows the customary socialist docket, people who shouldn't have guns will suddenly discover are all of his political opponents. Number two. That was all just number one. Number two, he wants to ban ill-defined assault weapons, but offers no specifics with regard to how that would be accomplished. Does he plan on kicking in every door in the nation until he has seized them all? And short of that, could his ban be implemented? Well, no, it can't be. He offers no definition of the term assault weapon. That, of course, will be quickly adjusted to include all guns. Yeah. Of course, if Spartacus becomes president and actually did that, well, then I've seen a lot of people talking about, well, you know, Trump could possibly facilitate a civil war. Well, not like Spartacus is talking about. Number three, he wants mandated federal handgun micro-stamping technology, which has failed utterly in California, where it was first tried. That's a cynical way to effectively ban the manufacture of all guns that do not meet a deliberately impossible standard. Number four, he wants gun manufacturers made liable to all crimes committed with guns. This is yet another convenient and cynical way to financially cripple gun makers, driving them all out of business. And he wants to investigate the NRA, declaring it a terrorist organization. Don't you dare oppose Spartacus either. None will be safe. Now, what I'm about to tell you should be, you know, very apparent. We're in the middle of a vicious political war over our Second Amendment rights as America, you know, and it's obviously in full swing, as evidenced by this chilling rhetoric, which is so dramatically emanating from the mouths of Spartacus, you know, Willie Brown's side chick, Harris, all of his fellow Democrat presidential aspirants. And the continuance of private gun ownership in some cases might actually hang in the balance. But accordingly, there can be no compromising with these constitutional criminals, these modern-day Marxists who are consumed with seizing unlimited power for themselves and eradicating freedom for the rest of us. Samuel Adams said this, "When you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May chains set lightly upon you and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen." Now, in accordance with this, coming out of Washington State, they've decided to take the idea behind the Extreme Risk Protection Order, which are basically used to disarm those considered to be a threat to themselves or others, which is a justification. All right. They use that to justify under mental health grounds. As proponents figure, they can count on these potential uses as wins to pad their statistics somewhere down the road. But the idea of taking guns from people who may be a threat is a tempting proposition. And Washington State legislators are taking that concept and considering a proposal which would take it in a very different direction. And we get this from The Trace, which, oh, they absolutely love this. Now the state wants to use ERPOs for more gun owners who, like the man who went to the Northwest Hospital in early April, threatened to commit hate-fueled violence. Among a slew of gun violence prevention bills signed by Governor Jay Inslee in early May was an amendment to the current ERPO law that specifies that judges should consider whether a troubled gun owner has been convicted of malicious harassment, a category that includes behaviors like burning crosses and defacing property with swastikas. It's the first hate-specific ERPO law in the country. Now we're going to take hate laws, which have always been sort of subjective, and we're going to mix them with the ERPO, which is absolutely objective. And, subjective. Marco Elias, the state senator who's conceived of this reform, says, "Since the 2016 election, mind you, we've seen an enormous increase in hate-fueled animus. If someone's spewing hate and making threats in concrete ways, and law enforcement can detect that, we should encourage police to take action." So since the election of Trump, is what they're saying. Which means since you voted for and elected Trump. So first, this increase in hate-filled animus is usually one of two things. First is progressives who are lashing out at their ideological opponents at every opportunity. And this includes shouting people out of the restaurants, harassing people who are officials from the wrong political party, you know, stuff like that. The others are hoax hate crimes that are almost always turn out to be a false flag situation, like Jussie Smollett. That's not to say that there are no cases of racially motivated hate crimes out there. The Tree of Life Synagogue shooting is a prime example. The Shabbat of Poway Synagogue shooting is another. But it, as awful as those two were, they're still a minority of the supposed hate crimes out there. The vast majority either seem to come from the extreme left or are false flags. It's that simple. The problem with this new measure is that it uses statutes that amount to thought crime. Thought crime to justify taking away someone's Second Amendment right. White supremacists are filthy scumbags who try to intimidate people and lash out at folks of another race. White supremacist ideologues or ideologies need to be purged from the world, but this is not how you do that. If you're going to have a law that says you can take a gun away from someone who represents a threat, then that's all you need to consider. You don't need to get into their personal beliefs and perhaps punish those who think in an unpopular manner. That's all Washington State is looking to do. Right now, it's racism. The problem is that it always starts with something like that, something no one wants to defend. But it doesn't stay there. It doesn't rest there. Next, they'll be targeting someone else who is less than popular, maybe Christians who espouse negative opinions on gay marriage or transgenderism or one of those isms. I don't know. Maybe it'll be someone else. Who knows? All I know is that when you start targeting what people think, it becomes more and more likely that the group of folks on the outs are going to continue to grow, and eventually it will be folks like you and me. If that doesn't concern you, you weren't just listening to what I just told you. Coming up next, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by two gentlemen from Ballistic Advantage, which is a barrel maker out of Florida. They are affiliated with Arrow Precision, and I've got one of their barrels on one of my guns, so we're going to talk to them next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.